This is not the future we were promised.
This is the post show for Hijinks and Sue Podcast, episode 67. This will be a weird one because it'll more than likely feature some content that was cut out of the original one, or maybe I'll just leave that in the uncut.
We did go a little long.
We went kind of long. We went about 20 minutes too long, which means we need to find...
I get that complaint a lot.
I tried. Yeah. You made it.
Yeah.
Just fucking come already!
Are you ready? Because I can...
Because I could go at any time. Right. I could pop off.
Right.
I could pull out this yogurt. The yogurt crucible. I'm going to write that down.
That's the title.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That was the original title.
It was the yogurt. The yogurt crucible. We had to read that in ninth grade.
Right.
The yogurt crucible and the scarlet letter.
Yeah. Well, Jamie Lee Curtis has been pitching that on TV lately.
Did you know... that the best actor in the world, whose name is slipping me right now?
Seinfeld.
No. No, it was not Jerry Seinfeld.
Chevy Chase.
Oh, hang on a second. I need to...
Fuck. What? What did you fuck up now?
Stop this, because I don't want to do this.
What?
I don't want the post show to be stuck in with the uncut.
Oh, yeah, because that's dumb. Unless they just listen to uncut, start, finish, and that's everything.
And that's lame. It's also too big.
You're lame.
I am going to record now, though, in case we lose anything. Record.
Good call.
That used to be our downfall, was losing a whole post show because GarageBand would start to get too full of shit. So,
No.
No, what's his name from There Will Be Blood?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis was in The Crucible.
Okay, I don't know.
That almost makes me want to watch it. If Gangs of New York comes on, I'll watch that now.
He taps his eyeball with a knife.
And that was improv'd.
That was fucking creepy. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Gangs of New York is one of my favorite movies, top 10.
Yeah?
Of all time.
He puts a knife in his own eye?
He's playing a person with a glass eye.
Okay.
But at one point, and I'm guessing he's wearing at least a contact to make his eye look fake, but he improv's. Referencing his eye and then taking his knife and tapping it.
Yeah, it's really
And then
gross.
They add in the tink tink sound effect later.
Holy fuck.
But you know, Daniel Day-Lewis is one of those method guys. He must be referred to in character at all times, and when he was going to play a carpenter, he moved to Italy and built a house with his own bare hands. Like he's kind of a nut. But he's also the best living actor.
That's weird.
Period.
Huh.
He's cool.
Gangs
though.
In New York.
He's also an oil man.
Put him on Netflix.
Okay.
It's good.
Gangs of New York,
there
will be blood.
It's probably longer than it should be, but, you know.
It's about 30 minutes longer than it should be.
But every time he's on screen, it's magical.
There is a... I think the costumes help sell it. His costumes are so fantastic. Yeah. But it's the best... It's maybe... I would say his performance in Gangs of New York is better than his performance in There Will Be Blood. Maybe.
I'll drink your milkshake.
Maybe.
Whatever.
Didn't see that either.
You didn't see There Will Be Blood?
There Will Be Blood
is such a good movie. That's shockingly good.
Yeah?
Yeah. He creates these characters that are unsurpassed.
Terrifying.
It's like studies in humanity that you just don't believe are possible. Like, how can someone be so depraved or selfish? Or there's demons and there's evil. And then there's like, I'm trying to be good. People are just terrible. He's great. He's great. His characters always believe their own bullshit.
Right.
Like, they believe they're doing...
That's why he's terrifying.
Yeah, they believe they're doing the right thing, even though they're horrible people.
So, this is like full-on man crush?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk like him all the time, too.
How does he talk?
Well, in There Will Be Blood, I'm an oil man.
Oh, yeah. Like Sean Connery.
No.
But he's different in every movie. He's a great actor.
My name is Daniel Plainview, and this is my son, H.W. Plainview. I mean, he's just amazing. I love his voice so much. Oh, my God. He's even better. That I don't think I can do the voice from Gangs of New York, but...
I haven't seen it since it was in the theater.
Oh, my God. I've watched it maybe 4 times in the last 2 months.
The whole eye tap is the only thing I remember from it.
Because
it that just stayed with me. It was just so disturbing.
He, God damn it. It's just amazing. That's an amazing movie. So, post-show, the other thing we were going to do... I was going to play this one last call.
Oh, you were holding one back.
Well, because we were so far over. So I'm going to play this one last call.
Hello?
journey to find the best burger joint in the Dallas area.
Ooh.
So, I'm wondering, what are y'all's favorite burger joints in the area?
Shut up!
Any help that you could provide would be fantastic. Thank you, and goodbye.
Also, I'm killing myself and I smell your cunt.
I am definitely qualified to answer that
question.
Then
you
question.
Go for it, because I don't eat hardly anywhere.
Right, yeah, you don't. And, well, what about you?
I'm a burger fan.
Are you a connoisseur?
Yes.
Okay. We have...
I would say Fuddruckers. I mean, I don't know where the best burgers are.
Throw yourself off a building.
Well,
we have
to call in first.
Twisted Root.
Pretty good.
One of the better ones. For the fast foodie... Oh, God, what is that?
What's my beep sound?
Fuck
bleeped.
You.
I just wanted to bleep you.
On the more fast foodie side, Five Guys, a couple of those just opened.
Five Guys and Mooyah are the same place, and they're pretty good.
Five Guys, I've never been to Mooyah.
They're the same place.
Fantastic.
They are decorated identically on the inside, and they have identical menus. And if they're not owned by the same people, I'd be shocked.
Oh, well.
They do the same thing with the fries, where they dump all the fries in your bag, and then like they throw a cup on top of them. And
it's like a bonus party.
Yeah, if you've
cup.
Been to Mooyah, there's no reason to go to Five Guys.
Oh, okay.
They're the same
okay.
place.
Same thing.
Well, then
they're good.
They're great.
Mooyah's really good.
Good fast food burger.
Let's see.
Of course, this guy probably doesn't have the vault, so he's probably not going to know.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate for him.
I'm sorry.
You should contact him and tell him that he should subscribe so he can listen to his answer.
To that, I say... I love it.
You're kind of a
love
dick.
Love it.
Yeah, so we also have Scotty Peas is...
That's my favorite.
Scotty Peas is pretty good.
Yep.
Scotty Peas is my
lunch today.
Is probably my favorite sit-down, kind of fast food, kind of Chili's-esque level of dining place to have a burger.
There's one up here.
Hunkies?
Whose?
Hunkies is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
The weird thing about Scotty Peas...
Hunkies is a greasy place, though. It's a greasy diner.
Scotty Peas is one of those places where the portion they serve you is inhuman, and you should always order the kid's burger.
Right.
Because the kid's burger is twice as large
as... When was
as
the last
hamburger.
Time you went?
A month ago.
Okay, because they have new fry menu, like for... Because, you know, like, I'll have the french fries, and here's, like, a half a gallon of...
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
What do they do?
You can order,
buy the fry. You're like, I want seven.
Yeah, seven fries, please.
Seven fries.
Yeah.
Eight and a half. We have a deal if you get 12. I just want seven.
Eight's too many.
I really just want seven.
They do platters now where it's, like, a combo meal, and it's a mostly normal-sized order of fries next to your burger.
I haven't been there in a while, then.
Daunting.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, we went there with you around your kid's birthday. Well, was that your last time?
No, way after. My kid's birthday was over a year, or almost a year ago.
Over a year ago?
No, she's had one time. Well, it was when she had those cupcakes, those toy cupcakes. Was that her birthday?
Wait, toy cupcakes?
No, that was...
Okay,
no,
well, that was
no.
Moving.
No,
was,
roll that back. What the fuck
was,
is a
look,
toy
you're not,
cupcake?
Listen,
that was just for the hell of it.
Okay, I thought that was around her birthday. Though, because she got those for her birthday or something.
Maybe it was Lily's birthday.
Happy birthday. Here's some cupcakes you can't eat.
It was toy food. But little girls like toy food.
The wooden cupcakes with the little plastic
play with toy food.
Yeah.
All the time, constantly.
Oh, because I have to learn.
It's her favorite toy.
They have to learn domestic responsibilities.
Right. Okay. I get it.
How the fuck else is she going to learn to be barefoot and pregnant?
Yeah, no, we make her wear a fat suit and we take her shoes and hide them.
Right. Okay. That's...
And then she makes macaroni.
See, this whole world is
man,
so foreign to me.
I went to...
I'm going to be young forever.
Listen. Well, until you burn out and die quickly. But
right.
But
it's going to be way awesome.
Oh, sure. No, it's like driving a car off a cliff. It's that 30 seconds was going to be amazing to burst into flames at the bottom. But
two-stroke that one.
I went to... That's got to be the ultimate death.
Oh, yeah.
You're driving off
a
cliff.
Definitely be
how quick can you whip it
down.
Out? Could you reach climax before you hit the bottom of the Grand Canyon? Mythbusters.
Yeah.
Get on this.
Actually.
Do it in small scale first.
Right, yeah.
So start with Grant.
Right.
And then go to full size. Go to Jamie after that.
Right. Can we start with Jamie? It'd be easier with Jamie.
You know Jamie's pubes look like his mustache, right?
Fucking Walrus dick.
Yeah, it's like curtains. It's like curtains draped over his cock.
Please don't talk about this with me in the room. I cannot hold myself responsible for what I may do.
Josh,
I want to tear that walrus up.
Part the curtains, Josh.
God. He even makes a beret look good.
He does. He, when Adam Savage did Woodstock, I forgot to talk about Woodstock.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's this week or next week. Next week.
Next week.
Do you have all of our tickets?
We'll call.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So.
But they're all, like, numbered and we're all together.
Yeah. Okay. At Woodstock San Diego, Adam, you know, Jamie came out very briefly just to say hi. And then, like, but Adam's one of the hosts. And towards the end, it was like 11 o'clock. And not the end. It didn't get into like 3 a.m. But like it was maybe like 1 a.m. And somebody like Grant came back out, and he's like, you know, people keep saying bring Jamie back out. You guys don't understand. He has been asleep since 10 p.m. He goes to bed at 9. Like don't. He's not going. He's not even available. He's at the hotel. He's asleep. He also said something really weird at that show that I never thought about. That they're just not friends.
Jamie and Adam.
Really? Yeah.
They're not friends in real life at all. He's like, there's no animosity. He was like, but people assume we're best friends. He's like, no, we're coworkers, but we don't really have anything in common except for our job, and we don't.
Huh.
He kept trying to say, like,
you're ruining the whole thing for me.
He was kind of like, he was trying to say, like, I don't love him like you think I do.
Right.
He's just a coworker.
I'm not actively banging him when the cameras stop rolling.
Right.
What?
Right.
Lies.
But
I would pay so much money for that.
It was weird. Adam too, really?
Oh, sure, why not?
Adam?
Whatever. Sure. Throw Tori in there.
No.
Whatever.
Wait.
No, Josh is discerning. Tori doesn't have enough meat on his bones.
My brain just rattled.
So anyway, yeah, Woodstock's this week, next week. But
sweet. Oh, and tomorrow's the Tron thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about, though, that got us this direction?
I don't know.
Talking about Adam and Jamie.
I don't know.
Oh, Woodstock, San Diego.
We said Mythbusters.
Okay.
And I said Mythbusters because of dicks. Driving off a cliff. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So
right. Yeah.
You'd have to figure out how long it takes you in whatever vehicle. Right. Like, let's say it's like the Dukes of Hazzard mobile or
sure.
something. Like, as soon as you go off the cliff. And then there's like that pause so that they can do the voiceover.
Right.
And it starts back up.
Right. Now, during that pause is when you unzip, right?
Yeah.
That's when you're allowed to start.
Do you have enough time to whip it out and then achieve climax before you hit the ground floor?
Do you have any sort of. Are you allowed any kind of warm up ahead of time? Or.
Like there's porn playing on the dashboard as you drive towards the cliff?
Okay. Okay.
Maybe. Am I asking? I don't know.
And for bonus points, if you were a Klingon, could you propel yourself back up on top of the cliff?
Yeah.
Backwards from
it's like a shotgun.
Force of your ejaculate.
It's like a shotgun blast,
right? Your dual ejaculate.
Yeah, I know. It's like a dual barrel shotgun,
right?
No. Doosh, doosh.
I mean, pink everywhere.
No, pink. It's like a pink explosion
just all over the inside of the windshield.
Yeah, yeah.
So it looks like Pepto Bismol threw up in here.
It looks like that scene from. What's that Tarantino
or does that
movie?
That propels you out of the car and then the car crashes beneath you?
What's the Tarantino?
And then you watch the
Pulp Fiction.
It's like that scene from Pulp Fiction. Just splattered on the back windshield. Boosh. Yeah. Spray. Yeah. That is it's how the Klingon
ejaculate. That's
why Worf and Dex couldn't have kids. That's how she died. Well, because you can fill two holes at once if you get kind of a sideways perpendicular thing going.
No, I've seen that before. That's not.
I talk about the shocker.
Yes, it's. Well, and they're barbed.
Oh, well, okay.
A Klingon penis is barbed.
What? Well, it's rigid. It's,
no, and, well, the spine. Their spine goes from their forehead down their back and then all the way up the underside of their dicks.
Like, it goes back like. Down the crack, past the taint. It actually curves around the taint.
Sure, because you want that exposed for maximum pleasure.
Right.
And then it splits off into two dicks. Yeah.
It's like a forked spine.
Sure.
At the end, sure.
A forked spine dick.
Yeah, and on the women, it just runs up both labia.
It's just
a bear trap.
Do the girls have two?
Yeah, they gotta have two.
No, it's just one. But there's... Internally, there's two holes,
Oh, okay. So it's more of a...
To accommodate the man.
It's more of a cloaca.
Yes.
A single multi-use opening.
Yes. Sort of, but it's only for fucking.
Wonderful.
Do you remember that? I'll give you a good visual. God. It's like like that scene in the Two Towers when they're busting the battering ram through the thick wooden door.
Right. Okay.
Both things are like that.
Right. Okay. Okay. That
you got a wooden battering ram with a steel head, right. And you've got an old wooden door with brass and rust.
And there's a giant troll.
Yes.
Who's just he's kind of hanging out there.
That's their clitoris. Right. One of them. She has two of those.
Right. Clitori.
Clitorati.
One on the bottom. Clitorati.
Those are the most famous and respected clitorises, the clitorati. So there's that. So Klingon dongs. I'm going to go ahead and say we're not going to top that for the post show.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, I'm going to let's end this with this. This.
Yeah, we haven't had that this.
This.
Oh, yeah.
And for good measure, one more of these. Mailship!